From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Recovery efforts continue on the United States island territory of Puerto Rico. Latin American service reporter Celia Mendoza is in the capital of San Juan and describes the scene.
This is Ocean Park. It's still flooded. Some of the areas close to the ocean. This gas station is completely destroyed and people is not able to come back to their homes. One of the biggest problems right here is the fact that this water is actually sewer water. And it is a problem because residents that try to come back to their homes won't be able to do it, especially because we're talking about the possibility of diseases, cholera, Zika, all these problems that could spark up because of this situation. I'm Celia Mendoza from San Juan, Puerto Rico for VOA News.
Spanish police are trying to head off efforts by residents in Catalonia to hold a banned independence referendum on Sunday. Pascal Davies has an update.
Scuffles breaking out in Barcelona between Catalan independence supporters and those against a vote for an independent state. But they were met with those who think the referendum must go ahead. Families spent the night in schools with their children and say they won't leave until Sunday to keep them open for voters. Tens of thousands of Catalans are expected to attempt to vote in a ballot that will have no legal status, as it's been blocked by Spain's constitutional court.
That is reporter Pascal Davies. Be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media networks like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for videos, stories, pictures, and more. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization warns a highly infectious, deadly form of pneumonic plague is spreading rapidly in Madagascar, and quick action is needed to stop it. Lisa Schlein reports from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Pneumonic plague, which is transmitted from person to person, has been detected in several cities of Madagascar. This worries the World Health Organization as the disease is highly contagious and quickly causes death without treatment. Plague is endemic to Madagascar, resulting in around 400 cases annually. Most are cases of bubonic plague, which is spread by the fleas of rats and other small rodents. The disease is usually confined to rural areas, but this year it has spread to large urban areas and port cities. WHO says urgent public health response in terms of surveillance and treatment is required. The health agency has released $250,000 from its emergency fund to get immediate action underway. It plans to appeal for $1.5 million to fully respond to the needs. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Saturday said that Iraqi Kurdish authorities would pay the price for an independence referendum, which was widely opposed by foreign powers. Erdogan said that they were not forming an independent state in northern Iraq, but on the contrary, they are opening a wound in the region to twist the knife in. Erdogan has built strong commercial ties with Kurdish authorities in northern Iraq, which pump hundreds of thousands of barrels of oil daily through Turkey for export to the world markets. Turkey has repeatedly threatened to impose economic sanctions, effectively cutting their main access to international markets, and has held joint military exercises with Iraqi troops on the border. Iraq's defense ministry said on Friday that it planned to take control of the borders of the autonomous Kurdistan region in coordination with Iran and Turkey. And Turkish Prime Minister Bin Yildirim said that Ankara would no longer deal with Kurdish authorities in Erbil. Iraq's Kurds overwhelmingly backed an independence referendum on Monday, defying neighboring countries which fear the vote could fuel Kurdish separatism within their own borders and lead to fresh conflict.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson acknowledged Saturday that the United States is maintaining direct channels of communications with North Korea. This as tensions rise over Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs and the country's leaders spar through bellicose name-calling. Tillerson said the U.S. was probing North Korea's willingness to talk. From the Washington News Center, in Studio 24, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.